Five, four, three, two, one.
That was the sound of guests at one of the nation's first same-sex weddings, counting down to the day such weddings officially became legal in Australia. Some couples had been granted special exemptions to the four-week waiting period, but the rest had to wait until the official day. In the Melbourne suburb of Balaclava, around 60 friends and family gathered to witness the marriage of Diana and Ian Ribeiro in the same place their commitment ceremony was held 5 years earlier. Celebrant David Evans welcomed the guests.
We're gathered here today at this wedding ceremony because Deanne and Diana have asked us to come and bear witness to the real deal. Today, they wish to again publicly declare their love for one another, knowing that this time, everyone in Australia will recognise the fact.
Diana Ribeiro, sitting next to her wife, said they just want to be treated like everyone else.
It's more about having equal rights for me. Deanne's always been my wife, always been my love of my life, and today's not going to change that. It's just about equality, really, and being able to finally be legal in Australia.
Same-sex marriage legislation passed Parliament on December the 7th, after weeks of debate and more than 100 speeches by MPs. Just four parliamentarians voted against the private bill. It followed a, at times, heated public discussion in the lead-up to a voluntary postal survey on same-sex marriage. Almost 62% of Australians voted yes to allowing same-sex couples to marry. On this day, that led to a small mid-morning wedding for Kylie and Lisa Caro in Sydney's Centennial Park. Kylie Caro says the fight to be allowed to marry was worth it, not just for them, but for their daughter.
Having it marked from day one symbolises that, for us, we've already been married for 18 months, so doing this today is, it's just saying we've already had this, so we wanted to make it legal.
We've got a daughter now, and we want her to know that the country that we live in accepts that she's got two mums and that we're married and that we're a family unit.
Athletes Craig Burns and Luke Sullivan had timed their proceedings, so their marriage in Tweed Heads, New South Wales, would become official just minutes after midnight. The pair say they're preparing for a big year, not only marrying, but aiming to compete at the upcoming Commonwealth Games too. Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.